BBC News with Sue Montgomery. At talks in the White House, President Biden has told his visiting Ukrainian counterpart that he's approved security assistance for Kyiv, valued at $325 million. Mr. Biden said the package includes upgrades to air defenses.
Today, I approve the next tranche of U.S. security assistance to Ukraine, including more artillery, more ammunition, more anti-tank weapons, and next week, the first U.S. Abrams tanks will be delivered to Ukraine. We also focused on strengthening Ukraine's air defense capabilities.
However, Mr. Biden did not offer the long-range missiles that President Zelensky has been requesting. Mr. Biden wants Congress to back another $24 billion in assistance to Ukraine. Republicans oppose that level of spending. Sudan's de facto leader, General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, has warned the United Nations that war in his country could spill over into neighbouring African nations. Addressing the UN General Assembly, he urged the international community to designate his opponents, the Rapid Support Forces, as a terrorist group. In what's being hailed as a landmark decision, Brazil's Supreme Court has ruled in favour of an indigenous group who were evicted from their land by settlers over generations. Katie Watson reports.
The Xokleng people were victims of brutal land clearances in the 19th and 20th centuries. Decades later, they were granted the rights to some land, but argued that what was theirs was actually far bigger before they were driven from it by force. The court, during the appeal, ruled against the Xokleng, using a legal argument known as the marco temporal, Portuguese for time frame, effectively saying that if indigenous groups wanted to lay claim to any land, they had to prove they lived on that land when the Brazilian constitution was signed in 1988. The Xokleng people appealed all the way to the Supreme Court, arguing that it was a decision that ignored the fact they'd been evicted from their land in the first place by mostly German settlers.
According to new research, organised crime groups in Mexico employ up to 185,000 people and draw in hundreds of new recruits every week. This makes them the fifth biggest employer in Mexico. Here's Camilla Mills.
The study's author, a former police officer in Mexico City, used a decade of data on murders, missing persons and imprisonment to produce an estimate of overall cartel membership. The research suggests that organised crime groups are recruiting more than 350 people per week. The number of homicides in Mexico has more than tripled in the last 14 years. And researchers argue that the best way to reduce this bloodshed would be to reduce cartel recruitment. They say locking up more members would actually increase the murder rate.
BBC News. The Armenian Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan has said his country is ready to host people displaced from the disputed region of Nagorno-Karabakh after its surrender to Azerbaijani forces. Mr. Pashinyan said that accommodation had been prepared for tens of thousands of ethnic Armenians. Azerbaijan has said it is seeking a peaceful reintegration of the region. Officials in northern Ghana say gunmen have carried out an ambush, killing nine people and injuring several others. The attack took place near the border with Burkina Faso, where Islamist militants are waging an insurgency. Militant violence in Ghana is rare, but its neighbours, Togo and Ivory Coast, have seen militants cross their northern borders to carry out attacks. Rupert Murdoch has announced he's handing control of one of the world's most powerful media empires to his son, Lachlan. He'll step down as chair of News Corp and Fox at the age of 92. John Sudworth reports.
Mr. Murdoch's brand of right-wing populist content gave him significant political influence from Washington to London and beyond. But there have been major scandals too, from phone hacking in the UK to the unfounded claims of a rigged election in America, for which Fox News recently had to pay an almost $800 million settlement. In his memo to staff, he gave no hint of any self-doubt, accusing much of the media of being in cahoots with the elites and casting himself as an outsider, an attribute he himself once said, for which he was sometimes treated as the skunk at the Tea Party.
A popular Tunisian cartoonist, Taufik Omran, has been arrested over his drawings that poke fun at the country's Prime Minister, Ahmed Hashemi. Mr. Omran is well known for his satirical cartoons of President Kais Saied too. The increasingly autocratic president has had many of his critics detained in recent months.